the ones who live together, are they mostly poor, or are they middle, or are they rich?
Most of them that live together.
Yeah, I mean, that are mixed in, like the whites and the...
Oh, they're rich. They got money. All blacks, I'm not trying to say all blacks is poor.
No.
Some blacks is rich.
Yeah. But I mean, like, if you get a neighborhood where they're all mixed up, would you say they're the same economic bracket, or do you think that varies?
I'd say the same bracket.
Yeah, okay.
Not some people, but... Yeah, same way. Go ahead.
Okay. So would that mainly be, you know, for the ones who are mixed in together, would that mainly be more wealthy or not very wealthy or middle?
Not very wealthy, because if they were wealthy, they wouldn't just move in any kind of neighborhood.
They
wouldn't move in right in any, you know, any kind of neighborhood without, they had good money, they'd move somewhere that they wanted to be with their own people.
Oh, if they have enough money, they're going to be segregated. Is that what you're saying?
Well, see, most of the people that move in with different groups of the races, I mean, they don't have to move, but they have to move, you know,
yeah.
Because of the money. Now, if they didn't have, they had enough money to get a place, a real nice place, to move off where their own people live, there wouldn't be no problem.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's what I'm trying to find out. I get it. Okay. It's interesting how those things work out in different cities, because they're different in different cities. Okay. Where do probably the richest people in town live?
The richest people?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you where the richest people live in San Antonio. It's in Carroll Hills.
What?
Carroll Hills.
Yeah.
In the Pecan Valley.
Yeah.
And places, let me see.
Which direction is that?
Terry Hill?
Yeah.
It's going straight out.
North?
Yeah, going straight out. It's going way, if you go take, say you take the San Pedro all the way out.
Yeah.
And then you should run in Terry Hill if you keep straight.
Before you get to Route 14 or after?
It's after. This way, it's kind of out.
North
in
of
Pecan Valley. You know it's Pecan Valley, don't you?
Uh-uh.
It's back out that way.
South?
Yeah.
Where is it? I mean, is it between here and downtown? Or?
Well, it's past downtown, and it's going to, no, I'd say Terry Hills is going towards the east.
Okay.
It's a big community. Now, we, right now, we could move way out, but we don't want to move way out because it's all the jobs is located in this area right here, see? You move somewhere out, and you got to come way back over here, you know, taking a bus or driving. You know, you'd be saving a lot of money if you just stay in a section that you can work and get a good job.
Yeah.
Because most of this is right now, this is where the job's at on the north side of town.
Is that right?
Like, I work at Trinity University. Trinity University is right over there. I can walk over there to work if I want to.
Uh-huh.
Because it's close by my house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I was living over there on the other side of town, I would have to take the bus or ride on a cycle, which I'd be burning a lot of gas.
Uh-huh.
So that's why right now we having our house built, but you know, it's a development agency. They take their time about doing it, because they're dealing a lot of people like that. See, they're building Kenwood up. I wouldn't say it's poor, but they're building it up. You haven't seen some of the new houses they build out here, have you?
I don't think so.
Now, right here, this part is Spanish Mexican group around this part right here. Black part is over that way, over there on Main, over that towards Main.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now this is Spanish Kenwood part.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's see. Okay, what if some of the